insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome again to this program. Inshallah, we'll be going over a few more of the verses of Surah Baqarah. First, let's hear the verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Dhalika al-kitab la rayba fihi. هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
We were discussing verse number 4. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. In explaining the and describing the muttaqin, the God-wary, one of the traits that had been mentioned and we finished explaining, was that the mu'mineen, the believers, which are God-wary, they believe in every single message that was sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the previous messages that were sent down. The last point that's been mentioned in verse number 4 is that وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and they are certain of the hereafter. Yaqeen is that absolute certainty without a shadow of a doubt. That is called yaqeen. Now, it is interesting that when it's talking about the belief in the unseen, when it talks about the belief in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to His Prophet, His last Prophet, and to the previous Prophets, the word that was used was iman or belief. But when it comes to this belief in the hereafter, the word that is used is yaqeen or certainty. In other words, they don't have a shadow of a doubt about the reality of there being a hereafter. Why does this term change? There's a lesson for us to learn from this. A very important lesson, actually. What is it that these verses are describing? The word that was used was God-wary. They are worried. They have a worry that makes them have these traits and these attributes, that makes them be described by the Holy Quran as the mu'mineen, the true believers. They are God-wary. What is this? Where does this worry come from? What makes it that makes an individual be such that they always practice? People do things based on their motive. If you have a motive to do something or to stay away from something, then you will do that. The stronger the motive, the stronger the willpower to do that or to stay away from whatever it may be. It is a fact that the majority of people need fear to stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told them to. Otherwise, there's lots of pleasure seemingly, in this world at least, that falls upon actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us. Sexual relations that are not lawful in Islam. Now, the desires take us to do that, take us to commit those types of sins. And it's actually fun. It feels good. So I do have a strong motive to perform those actions. What would it be? Why would I stay away from those? The explanations that we have in the Holy Quran about the punishment in the hereafter, and explaining those sometimes in very explicit detail, like the beginning of Surah Hajj, for instance, that describes the day of judgment. It says the day you see people going around as though they are mad, they are crazy, as though they are drunk, they don't know what they're doing. They're moving in different directions without any purpose, without any motive, without any direction. You see women leaving their children, not caring or worrying about their children. And the people seem to be drunk, but the verse says that they are not drunk, but the punishment is so severe. The verses like that, or others that describe some of the punishments in hell, they are for this purpose. To give you the motive, to make you realize that what follows this action, although you may feel very good about it in this world when you commit that act, when you do and perform that act, but the outcome of it, the true outcome of it, which is a long-term outcome, is going to be very painful. This is important. Now, the stronger the belief in the hereafter, which means that you have a stronger faith in this point that if I do this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told me not to, then I will be punished severely. Now, the stronger that faith is, obviously, the easier it is to stay away from the sins, and it will happen less that you would commit that sin. This is a fact. Let me give you an example in our day-to-day lives, something that has nothing to do with religion. Children, when they're growing up, before they reach an age where they would understand what good and bad is, they have never experienced heat and burning before. Now, if you tell them that this fire or this heater or this furnace is going to burn them, they will not understand that. They will not listen to you. Why would they not listen to you? Because they don't understand it. Because they don't feel like that is true. They don't understand you. Or a better example, once a child grows out of that age, before they each reach the age of puberty and understanding fully, you tell them, study, it's great for you. They don't understand, they don't believe what you say. Or if they do believe, it's not a strong belief. If they did have that belief that, yes, this is hardship right now, if I take this hardship and I study, then in the future, when I reach the age where I need to make money, where I need to have a good job, then these studies and my education is going to benefit me. If they would understand that, they would perform their actions properly. They would study much better. So this motive of punishment in the hereafter is very important. It is very important. Some people try to explain it otherwise. I've heard some saying that, oh, it is not good to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practice the religion because I fear Him. This is not right. Although it is true that practicing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you truly look at it, if you look at the reality of that, you would realize that this is not actually a burden on me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves worship because He is all good. Anything that He has told me to do is for my own benefit. There is no benefit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we come to understand that, then we don't need the fear to act according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to. However, that understanding is not enough. Without that fear, the pleasure overcomes the feel, and what I know would follow, the pleasure, the pleasure that I will have in this sin that I may commit. Thinking of that, the whispers of Satan in my ear that this is going to have, you're going to have fun, it'll be great. Just knowing this fact is not enough to get one to stay away from those sins. If one is absolutely certain that there is punishment, it's like I feel that if I do this, I'm actually putting my hand in the fire itself. Okay, I feel the burning. That's why there's a very interesting story that said there was a woman that was in need of money. She had some children. Her husband had died, and she didn't have any way of supporting herself back in the old days. No education, no jobs. She wasn't able to support herself. She went to the blacksmith to get some money, some help from him to be able to support herself. The blacksmith said, "I will give you money, but you have to present yourself to me. You have to sell yourself to me." And she didn't accept. She went back. Then things got really, really tough on her. And she felt like she has no other way. So she came to him and she said, okay, she accepted. So when they went into the room, when she was undressing, she was shivering. The guy saw her shivering. That shiver that she had, that fear, that obvious fear that she had in her is because of this yaqeen, this certainty. She feels like this is a sin. There's this punishment. There's a hereafter. God is watching me. This certainty that she had not only saved her, but in this case, it actually caused the man to feel and caused him to have this faith. When he saw her shivering like that, saw that faith in her, it hit him that God is watching and there is a hereafter. So he went ahead and helped her without asking for that sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of him staying away from that sin, the story goes on to say that after then, he would be able to touch what was heated and the metal that was heated in the furnace without gloves, because he was able to control his desires. This yaqeen, the certainty in the hereafter, is a very, very important point in practicing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. In staying away from the sins, it is important to have this piece of the faith. So the reason why the term changes, instead of just saying belief, it emphasizes that there's no shadow of a doubt. For a person to be muttaqi in this sense, for a person to be constantly on the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that path of practicing his religion and keeping that faith, they need to, about this part of their faith, they need to have absolute faith and not even a shadow of a doubt in that faith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us obtain this type of faith in the hereafter, to be able to receive more guidance from Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
La ilaha illa Allah, Malik al-Haq. المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين